Okay, let's pick up with the Gemara on Yud Ches and Beis. We're about halfway down. The first word on the line is Hecha. We're going to start with Gufa. Gufa by Rava. We said before that Rava had the following Chakira. Yesh ha'adal tzraros or in ha'adal tzraros. Do we say that an animal can become a mu'ad with respect to tzraros or not? And the simple way that we explained it, of course, it'll depend on one of the two versions of Rashi, but the simple way that we explained it is that, let's say, you hold like the opinion of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim hold that when an animal is walking in a typical, in doing something that's typical behavior, like let's say it's walking, if it does, and it's as it's walking, it sends stones flying, and that break a glass vase. So if it does that a number of times, can it become mu'ad? So on the one hand, the Gemara says, "Do we equate this to keren or dimel toldat the regel hu?" Or maybe it's a toldat the regel, meaning to say, do we say that since the very first time that the animal does this, we say the halach is that you pay chatzin nezek, so maybe we should compare this to keren. So just like for keren, the first time you pay chatzin nezek, if it does it a few more times, it becomes a mu'ad, and then we would say you pay nezek shalom. So maybe we say that a similar idea when it comes to tzraros. However, maybe you say alternatively that no, that it's we view it like a toldah deregel. Why would we view it like a toldah deregel? Because this is tzraros that were energized as a result of typical behavior. And so if it's as a result of typical behavior, so even the first time that it does this, you're only paying chatzin nezek, so it shouldn't really make a difference if it does it another 2 or 3 times. Shouldn't really make a difference. And so you'd always have to pay chatzin nezek. That's Rava's Chakira. So the Gemara tries to address Rava's Chakira with the following Braisa. Tashma, we learned in this Braisa, Hidos in Muad. Hidos, when an animal, when a chicken is jumping around, it's dancing around and somehow results in some sort of a damage, according to the Tanna Kamma, it's not considered imuad. Although there are those that say, it is considered imuad. So it's machlokas tanaim. If the damage that's done as a result of a chicken jumping around is considered to be imuad or not. And we know, hidos, you think that this is just a standard case of hidos? It can't be. Ela hidos vehidos. Now, why can't it be hidos? As we discussed before, that's because if we're a regular case of hidos, everybody would hold that that's mu'ad. It's typical behavior for a chicken to jump around. And so if it does damage and when it's jumping around, then of course it's considered to be a mu'ad and you'd have to pay nezek shalom. So therefore, if this discussion of hidos is subject to debate, must be that we're discussing a case of hidos vehidos, where the chicken is jumping around and flicks some sort of a stone or something that results in some sort of a damage. So that, in other words, it's a case of tsroros. So my love, so zanak kigon da avat lasazimni, where the chicken did this 3 times. Ubakamavagim. So what are they? What's the machlokas tanaim? The machlokas tanaim is marasavra yish ha'adah, marasavra in ha'adah. One opinion holds there is such a thing as ha'adah with respect to tsroros. It is possible for the chicken to become a mu'ad with respect to tsroros, and so therefore, therefore, you b'chayv nezek shalom. According to the other man, there is no such thing as ha'ada'ah with respect to tzraros. So, and that would seem to address Rava's question. Rava had a question: do you say there is ha'ada'ah or there is not ha'ada'ah for tzraros? So it seems to be that there's machlokas tanaim. So Gemara says, lo, that's incorrect. B'chad zimna, we're talking about where it was done. It did this one time. So we're not talking about a case where it did it multiple times. So then what's the nekudas of machlokas? B'plukta, the simchas rabbana kemiflagi. Machlokas between the Tanakama, between the first opinion and the second opinion, is whether we hold like simchas, who says that you pay nezek shalim for a case of tzraros, or if we hold like the chacham, who says that you pay chatzin nezek for a case of tzraros. Okay, so we have not addressed Rava's question so far. So Gemara attempts to bring another raya. Tashma. We learned in the following braisa, Behema shehitila glalim le'isa. An animal relieved itself, it released excrement into a doe. So what's the halach in this case? Rav Yehuda Omer, Mishan Nezek Shalim. Rav Yehuda says you'd have to pay, the owner of the animal would have to pay Nezek Shalim for the damages done to this doe. Rav Elazar Omer, Chatzin Nezek. Rav Elazar disagrees and he says you'd have to pay. So what's the nekudas machlokas? My lav is it not kigon to avat lasa zimni, that this animal did this 3 times. It released glalim into a doe 3 times. What's the nekudas machlokas? Mar savar yesh ha'ada, umar savar in ha'ada. One is of the opinion that there is such a thing as ha'ada when it comes to tsororos and one says one holds at the tzant. Now remember, why is it tsororos here? Because the animal is putting energy into some intermediate, which is then causing the damage. So that's how we view the glolim that the animal releases. And so the machlokas is, do you say that there is hadah for tsororos or there is not hadah for tsororos? And that would seem to address Rava's question. So Gemara says, lo, that's incorrect. B'chad zimna, it's only happened one time. U'b'plukta de sumchas rabbanu k'miflagi. The machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Elazar is really just about who do we align with when it comes to machlokas sumchas and the chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, says you pay nazik shalom, that's because he holds like sumchas. And according to Rav Elazar, who holds to b'chad nazik, that's because he holds like the chachamim. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, v'hameshunahu, isn't this atypical behavior, right? It's not normal for animals to release excrement to release excrement into a doe. So if that's the case, that it's atypical behavior, this would no longer be considered to be a standard case of tsororos as a function of regal. This would be a tolda of keren. So the Gemara says, no, this is not such atypical behavior. Why? Because it feels very pressured. It's confined. The animal is constricted to narrow quarters. And so therefore, it's not able to move. And because it's not able to move, that's why it's releasing the glolim into the dough. Now, Rashi raises an interesting question here. Rashi wants to know, why is it that if, presumably, when an animal relieves itself, it is doing it lahana'a? Well, if it's doing it for the purposes of hana'a, what kind of damage would we do that, right? The animal is relieving itself over an isa. So, if that's the case, what kind of damage is that? That would presumably be a tolda d'shein. So the question is, why isn't this tolda d'shein? Rashi basically gives you two suggestions why it's not a tolda d'shein. On the one hand, Rashi says, well, you'll have to say maybe that it's not talking about the case of lahanasa, because it's true, if an animal would relieve itself, it would be considered a tolda d'shein. But over here, we're talking about where the animal is uncomfortable in the course of relieving itself. For example, let's say it has loose stool or something like that. So it's not comfortable, it's not lahana'a when it relieves itself. That's one suggestion, so you'd have to make a nukimta. Alternatively, Rashi gives you a much bigger clout. Rashi says, it could be, though, that whenever we're talking about glolim, it's always considered to be lahana'a. But even so, this case is not considered to be a tolda d'shein. Why not? Because shein, by definition, says Rashi, cannot be where you're using an intermediate to result in the damage. Tsororos is irrelevant when it comes to shein. So even though, in theory, you might have thought it could be shein, shein, by definition, is when the animal is damaging with its physical body. And so because there's an intermediate that's being energized to result in the damage, this cannot be, tsororos has no bearing with respect to shein. Okay. So again, the Gemara, we're attempting to address Rava's question of Yesh HaDel HaTzoros or Ein HaDel HaTzoros. We bring this Raya, we try to address it based on this Braisa, where there's Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar regarding a case of Behemah Shetila Glalom LeIsa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you pay Nezek Shalim. According to Rabbi Elazar, you pay Chatzi Nezek. The assumption is that the animal did it three times, and the Machlokas is Yesh HaDel or Ein HaDel for Tzoros. The Gemara rejects that and says, no, that's incorrect. The Machlokas over here is whether we hold like Simchis or the Chachamim in a case of Tzoros. But the Gemara said, well, I don't get it, though. Isn't this atypical behavior for an animal to relieve itself over a doe? So the Gemara said, no, it's stuck. The animal is a narrow place, and that this is the only way that it could relieve itself, and that's why it's not considered to be atypical behavior. So now the Gemara asks the following question. Velema Rabbi Yehuda halacha kusumchus, velema Rabbi Elazar halacha rabbanu. Well, I don't get it then. If all the machlokas over here is whether we hold like simchus or the chachamim, then why didn't Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Elazar just say, I paskin like simchus, I paskin like rabbanim? Now, over here, just note his name over here is, the way that we have in the Gemara, is Rav Yehuda. In other words, it's machlokas amirayim. And so, presumably, because it's a machlokas amirayim, the Gemara asks Why doesn't Rav Yehuda just say that we paskin like Simchas? Why doesn't Rav Elazar say that we paskin like the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, "V'leimer Rav Yehuda halacha k'Simchas, v'leimer Rabbi Elazar halacha k'Rabbanan." So the Gemara says, "Gelala mitzrich le no, because it's not so simple. It's because there's an added chiddush that they're trying to bring out with respect to Gelalim. I would have thought holo baser gufei geririn, because the Gelalim is dragged, literally is what geririn means, right? It's dragged after the body, meaning to say the body carries the Gelalim, carries the excrement until it releases it. So therefore, I would have thought kigufei dami, we treat the Gelalim as a part of the body. Kamash Malan, that we don't. Kamash Malan, presumably, that this is a case of Tsroros. It's as though the body is, as though the animal is putting energy into an intermediate, which then carries out the damage as a standard case of Tsroros. Okay, so we've tried to address Rava's question now twice, and we've rejected both attempts. The Gemara has one final attempt. Tashma. The Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, we know that Rami Bar Yecheskel taught, Tarnagol shahoshet rosho le'avir klei zuchuchis. If a chicken sticks its head into the airspace of a glass vessel, the takabo ushvaro, and it blows, it lets out a cry in the while its head is in the airspace of the glass kli. So let's say a chicken sticks its head into the airspace of a glass vase, and it lets out a loud shriek and breaks the glass. What's the halacha? Mashalim nezek shalim. According to Rami Bar Yecheskel, you have to pay nezek shalim. V'amar Rav Yosef, Amri Bei Rav. But Rav Yosef quoted from Rav Bei Rav, sus shetanof, a horse that neighed, v'chamor shanar, or a donkey that brayed, v'shiber esakelim, and as a result of the neighing or braying, it broke vessels. What's the halacha? Mishalim chatzi nezek. You have to pay chatzi nezek. So Rami Bar Yecheskel said, for the chicken that breaks a kli by means of its voice, you pay nezek shalim. And Rav Yosef quoted by Rav that a horse or donkey that broke a kli as a result of its voice is chayv chatzi nezek. So my lav kigon to avet lasazimni. We're not discussing where it did it on three occasions. And so we're dealing with a case of tsroros. We view the effects that when the animal uses its voice, quote, so to speak, a case of tsroros, where it's using its voice to carry out a damage. So that's a case of tsroros, in which case it did it three times. And if it did it three times, machlokas is ubalkim mifliki. The machlokas is marasavar yesh hada, marasavar in hada. The machlokas is whether we say that there is such a thing as hada or not with respect to tsroros. So Gemara says, lo, b'chad zimna, really it happened one time. U'b'plugta do simchis v'rabbanah k'min flagi the machlokas is, whether you hold like simchis or the chachamim. So the Gemara says, well, v'hamashunahu, but isn't this atypical behavior? The chicken, it's not normal for a chicken to start letting out loud shrieks in when its head is in the airspace of a kli. The Gemara says, no, the isbe bizrani, the inside of this glass are seeds. There are seeds in this kli, and so therefore it's normal for the chicken to put its head, to insert its head into the kli, because it wants to eat the seeds. And well, once its head is in there to eat the seeds, so it's normal for the animal, for the chicken to let out a shriek also. Okay, so where does this leave us? This leaves us that Rava had a chakira. Do we say yesh hadal tzoros or ein hadal tzoros? We attempted to bring three brises to address this question. The brise of Hidus, we rejected the brise of Hidus. We attempted to bring the brise regarding Behema, Shetila Glal Leisa, and so that too we rejected. And then we brought a third discussion, Rami Bar Yecheskel and Rav Yosef, where we suggest that too is a discussion of the Yesh Hadar, and we reject all three brises. So at the end of the day, we don't have a raya to address Rava's question.